It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Lee Rayburn.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The start of another Major League Baseball season is just around the corner.
And the Milwaukee Brewers host their home opener against the Kansas City Royals, returning to American Family Field at the end of the month.
And what Brewers game would be complete without the famous racing sausages?
For over 30 years now, the team's iconic edible mascots, bratwurst, Polish sausage, Italian sausage, hot dog, and chorizo, race through American Family Field ahead of the seventh inning.
A little bit of a head start, but check them out, Rod. They're swapping paint. The brat's in there, and they nudge him off the line. The chorizo he just gave up. He just ran out of gas.
Yeah.
Thank you for the sausage, play-by-play MLB. And behind these mascots is a historic mascot manufacturing company based in Milwaukee. Brian Adam is president and owner of Olympus Group. Brian, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you, Kate.
Well, let's start with racing sausages lore. How involved has your company been in the design, in the manufacturing, in the evolution of these mascots?
The Milwaukee Brewers started the racing sausages as an icon on the scoreboard, where they race on the scoreboards. And then in the 90s, someone had the idea of creating racing characters. And Olympus has been involved since the very early stages in bringing these characters to life.
What is that journey like? The creative process, the manufacturing of them? So much has to come together.
So we have some extremely talented creative individuals here on our mascot team. They worked hand in hand with the Brewers in helping create the look of the different characters, creating the sombrero for the chorizo, what the hot dog looks like, what the little racing characters look like. There's a lot of back and forth. And then comes production, where the creative artists use their hands, their tools, their airbrushes, their spray guns, all the tools required to produce a mascot and bring these characters to life.
And you say you make most racing mascots with foam over other materials. Why foam?
Dense foam provides the ability to create certain shapes, but it also allows a performer to move and interact due to the weight. It's not too heavy.
That's what I'm wondering, is because how do you make mascots breathe? They can be really heavy. How do you make them be flexible enough for that mascot to do flips and tricks and interact and be on the move?
So it depends on the type of character you're creating. A lot of the mascots that are going to do flips and tricks are going to be designed to have the ability to do some acrobatic performances. So smaller heads, hands that are made out of maybe batting gloves, tennis shoes. And then there's other characters that are designed for more of a look. A giant Grimace costume isn't going to do flips. The Brewers racing sausages inside of a large baseball stadium need to be viewed from the upper deck. So they're quite large, they're quite top heavy, and there is zero chance that a performer is going to be able to do a flip inside of the chorizo mascot costume.
Do you take feedback and ever go back to the drawing boards to tweak these mascots or make them better in some ways?
Absolutely. So I used to be, back in my college days, Bucky Badger at the University of Wisconsin, and I performed as their mascot. And we would meet, and I would still meet, with the Bucky Badger mascot performers, and we would take their consideration and their feedback to making changes to allow the performers the ability to have a little more dexterity, or just take whatever suggestive feedback they've had to make the costume more user-friendly for the performer. We would take that feedback and then slightly redesign and tweak the costume. The challenge with an iconic character like Bucky or the Milwaukee Brewers racing sausages is you don't want to change the look. You still want them to look fairly consistent. And Bucky's got to look like Bucky, and the bratwurst has to look like the bratwurst.
So you went from Bucky to one day being president of a company that makes these mascots. Did you ever imagine that?
It's been an interesting journey. I did not envision that I would be doing this, that we would be manufacturing mascots early in my life, no.
Wow. So, you know, you not only do Milwaukee racing sausages, you make racing mascots for teams all over the place. What can you talk about what other ones stand out to you?
Yeah, so I'm a Milwaukee native. I'm born and raised here. I'm a diehard Brewers fan, so I have a strong bias for the Milwaukee Brewers racing sausages.
Thank you for that disclosure.
They're the best and most iconic
there
racing
we go.
Characters.
Yep.
I believe they were the first in Major League Baseball to have racing characters and now have been emulated because of their success by all sorts of teams. So I know Pittsburgh has the racing pierogies. Cleveland has some racing hot dogs, including a Ricky Vaughn hot dog. So after the movie Major League.
Yeah.
The White Sox have some racing alumni characters and announcers. The Royals have racing hot dogs. DC, the Nationals, has racing presidents. And then there are a whole slew of interesting minor league racing characters that we have produced over the years.
What do you think makes racing mascots so entertaining to the fans?
It's a good question. They're giant, silly characters. You don't really know what's going to happen. A giant mascot costume by its nature is not designed to be raced. So they'll topple over, they'll trip, and it's just kind of a fun, engaging part of the baseball experience.
Okay, I'm going to take you on a hypothetical for a moment. So if we were wanting a mascot for WPR, what would the process look like from the ground up? What journey would you take us on to create a unique mascot?
The magical mascot journey would start with an ideation. You know, we would talk back and forth about how best to represent WPR, what a character might look like, what type of character you might want. Then there'd be a dialogue around what type of performances the character would be doing. Is this going to be a kind of a meet and greet character? Is this a character that's going to be participating, you know, who needs to be able to do some of those acrobatics and those flips? And then we have some talented artists here that would work in some computer programs to create an initial sketch. We would go back and forth creating a sketch and an idea of what the character might look like with you. Once we have nailed down that we said, yep, WPR needs this crazy looking dragon. And then our team, once it's approved by you, would start the production process of creating a unique one-off WPR fire-breathing dragon.
With a microphone.
With a microphone, absolutely. And we'd bring the character to life.
Okay, asking for a friend here, how does going to the bathroom work while in costume as a mascot?
It doesn't. Typically, mascot performers won't be in a costume for more than, say, an hour. They'll take breaks. The costumes get very, very hot. It's tiring. When I was Bucky, we would run the big cheerleader flag out to start the game. Out of the tunnel, you'd come out, you'd grab this flag and run it to midfield and run it back. By the time you just ran to the 50-yard line, waved it a couple times, and ran it back to the end zone, you were exhausted and dripping sweat. So mascots do take frequent breaks, and when they're taking those breaks, that would be the opportune time to use the restroom.
A bit of a tour here of your manufacturing facility. How long might a single mascot take to produce, and how many hands are involved in its creation?
So there are different artists with different talents on our mascot team. So in a typical, say, a racing sausage, I bet you we're doing the bratwurst for the Milwaukee Brewers, I think it would touch 5 different mascot team members. You know, someone would help create the foam shape, someone would help with the sketch, another individual would be a talented seamstress that could sew it together, another team member might be really good at patterning to create the dimensions, to create this shape. The entire process would take a couple of weeks. Best guess, it would be about 40 hours of production time to produce a mascot. And the unique thing about mascots is they're handmade. So there's no machinery or tools that we can press a button and automatically have a Yogi Bear tie made or have Bucky Badger striped shirt made. Hmm. It is literally team members using their hands, their tools, hot glue guns, scissors, and creating these things from scratch.
Wow. Wow. Your company has such a long history in Milwaukee, over 130 years. What keeps you there?
This is where our team is. This is where our talent is. We love this city. And we have some great people that work for us that have over the years. We have a lot of team members. I can think of 2 team members who work in who help on mascots on our sewing team that started here in 1988 and 1989, and have been making all sorts of printed graphics and mascots for, you know, 30 plus years. And it's people like like Raji and like Penny, who are on our team, that that keep us here.
Brian, thank you for the tour. Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely, Kate. My pleasure.
Brian Adam is president and owner of Olympus Group. It's a mascot manufacturing company based in Milwaukee. As we talk about the Brewers' famous racing sausages and their place in Milwaukee culture, we turn to a former Milwaukeean who's petitioning LEGO to produce a new box set of the racing sausages. Todd Elliott is here, a former Milwaukee resident and an adult fan of all things LEGO. Todd, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Set us up. What is this LEGO set like that's depicting the Brew Crew's famous racing sausages?
Yeah, so I designed it late last year, looking for a project to do, and we had the stuffed sausages. I bought them for my kids when we went to a Brewers game back in the day. So I used them as the model. I built all five sausages, started with Polish sausage. Once I had him design, the rest kind of fell pretty quickly in line. So it's all five sausages. They're about 9 inches high, so they're pretty good size. And once I got done designing them, I submitted to the LEGO Ideas website as a potential set to be built later.
How did you even learn how to design a LEGO set?
So I liked LEGOs when I was a kid. And then when I had kids myself, we bought LEGOs for them. LEGO back in the day had an application where you could virtually build anything out of the LEGOs. It had all the LEGO pieces in there, and every color that LEGO had ever built or made was in there. There's another application, because they discontinued using it, but there's another application called Studio that's built by this website called BrickLink, which LEGO actually wound up buying. So I've used Studio. It's basically a virtual computer-aided design application where you can build LEGO models in.
Did you have to create the instruction manual as well?
Yeah, so once you're done building the actual model, then you can go through and kind of order the pieces as they're being built and make the actual instructions. And then it'll actually print out the instructions for you. So, yeah, it does the whole thing.
You know, I'm a huge fan of the minifigs. And I would imagine there wouldn't be any minifigs in this set. Is that right?
No, there's no minifigs in the set. Although I did come up with a second version. So LEGO has this line of products called Brickheads.
Mm-hmm.
So I designed the LEGO sausages as Brickheads, all five of them. They're about a third of the size as the ones I originally developed, but those are available too.
When did you know that you had something here, that you really wanted to submit the design to LEGO Ideas?
I just loved them because I thought they were fun and they looked good from my perspective. So I immediately submitted them to LEGO Ideas. And then what I did afterwards is my kids said, hey, you should post that to Reddit. And so on the Milwaukee subreddit and the Wisconsin subreddit and the Brewer subreddit, I posted, say, hey, guys, you know, this is available. Please support it if you like. And I got a lot of traction on there, a lot of votes. And at some point, a reporter from the Journal Sentinel reached out, and then Fox News reached out, and CBS. So it just kind of snowballed from there. I was really taken aback by all the love that people had for these, and it's just been a lot of fun.
Okay, and bringing us to date, you have roughly 3,500 signatures for the sausages set. What is the submission process like and the signature gathering?
Yeah, so when you first submit an idea to LEGO Ideas, you have, I think, if I remember on top of my head, 60 days to get 100 votes. And if you get 100 votes, then they give you another 365 days.
Mm-hmm.
I got that, or maybe it was 180 days. And then when you get to 1,000, you get another 180 days. And if you get to 5,000, you get another 180 days. So cumulative, you can have up to like 2 years to get 10,000 votes. So that's how many votes you need. If you get to 10,000 votes, that's when LEGO will then review your idea and decide whether they want to make it into an actual product or not.
And at that point, we figure out whether Lego is a Brewers fan.
Exactly. Exactly. And fingers crossed that they are.
Well, you've since moved away from Milwaukee and the Brewers, although I'm sure you have the Brewers in your heart. You know, opening day is around the corner. Do you have plans to see a game again at American Family Field?
Yeah, unfortunately, my wife and I will be traveling for opening day, but I had been talking to my son, and then the thought would be we'd come back to Milwaukee maybe this summer for a long weekend and catch a couple games. One, to see the Brewers again, but then also to maybe drum up some more support for the racing sausages on the Lego site.
Oh, and those racing sausages should just embrace you with open arms.
Yeah. And I'd love to. I don't know how this can make this happen. I don't even know how you even put your name in the hat. But one of my life goals would be to actually run as one of the racing sausages.
Well, you've put it out there now. Anything is possible, Todd Elliott. Oh, it's been a pleasure talking with you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you as well. It's been great.
Todd Elliott created a prototype for the Brewers of Famous Racing Sausages made out of Legos. And earlier, we spoke with Brian Adam, head of a mascot manufacturer that created the racing sausages.